Hi there. Welcome to the Health Analytic Insights podcast. This podcast is all about creating a community of like-minded individuals who are passionate about the field of health informatics. I hope to share information and advice in topics such as health analytics, digital health, biomedical engineering, and data visualization in healthcare. And in exchange, I would love to hear from you, dear listener, about your experience and interest in this field. You can drop me a line at healthanalyticinsights@gmail.com. And this email, along with any references discussed during this podcast, will be listed in the show notes below. If this resonates with you, don't forget to follow and subscribe to this podcast, as I'll be releasing new episodes bi-weekly. Before we jump into the episode, I want to let you know that I've written a step-by-step guide to help you through the process of securing your first role in health informatics by providing you with concrete examples of what roles to search for, common skills requested by employers, example interview questions, and much more. If this is of interest to you, you can check out the show notes of the episode where I have a link to the ebook below. Now, let's get back into the episode.
Welcome everyone to the Health Analytic Insights podcast. On this episode of the podcast, I'm going to talk about readmission rates, a common health analytic metric. This episode will be part of a series I'll be doing, which will be a deep dive into common health analytic metrics within the health informatics field. So I'd love to get your feedback on specific metrics I should cover in future episodes. So readmission rates is a health analytic metric that is universal. It's something that is measured across many different hospital and healthcare systems, and in some cases has been considered a measure of care. So if we go to the basics, readmission rates could be defined as patients being readmitted back to hospital after discharged within a defined period of time. And you might often see it like over a 30-day window, a 30-day period, but it could be as short as 7 days to as long as 90 days for a reason related to their reason for care. So why is it critical that these readmission rates remain as low as possible? So high readmission rates can have long-term negative impacts on patients' health and can result in resource challenges, such as a lack of patient beds or a lack of clinical staffs due to their focus on these readmitted patients, and long-term costs for hospitals. So some studies have shown that high readmission rate can be linked to in-hospital mortality and increased patient length of stay. And there's also the financial aspect, which I mentioned before, of the cost of readmission rates on an already overburdened hospital system. And this is especially true during the pandemic. So for example, the Canadian Institute for Health Information has published some really interesting statistics. And again, these will all be linked in the show notes of the episode. So the Canadian Institute for Health Information has measured readmission rates as how many patients were readmitted to hospital within 30 days of their initial discharge. And they found that readmission rates to hospital cost around 2.3 billion Canadian dollars a year in 2020. And unfortunately, the risk for returning to hospital was 14% higher for surgical patients in poorer neighborhoods compared to richer neighborhoods. And this concept of your health really being tied to your postal code is evidenced by this. And this aspect of social determinants of health is an area that I plan to explore further in future episodes of this series, because it is something that really affects your health and has a long-term effect on a lot of these hospital metrics. So as I said before, readmission rates, not just something that is measured in Canada, this is a universal metric that's measured in many other countries, such as the US and the UK. And these countries have programs that they've implemented for certain hospitals to face financial penalties for hospital readmission. And these financial penalties have been controversial. There have been many groups that have come out against these financial penalties because although this metric initially has been linked to suboptimal care, and in some cases that might be true, another factor is that it's possible for these remissions to be unavoidable and not linked to the standard of care directly in the hospital. So there has been some research that has shown that readmission rates can be lowered by intervention both during and after a patient's stay within the hospital. So one potential way to reduce readmission rates is to have community nurses follow up with patients after discharge to help improve medication adherence and also help to improve the general mental health of the patient to feel supported. That's just some of the background on readmission rates, how they're calculated, and why they're considered an important metric within the hospital KPI metrics analytics area. As I said before, oftentimes readmission rates take into account a 30-day period. And one way to calculate the readmission rate is to consider your denominator as your total number of admissions within a 30-day period, and the numerator as the number of admitted patients who are readmitted within that 30-day period. I do have a video on my YouTube channel called How to Create a Clinical Business Intelligence Portfolio. And in that video, I go over an actual clinical example where I take into account readmission rates. And so that might be something that you might want to do if you're looking to create a portfolio project, a body of work that can just showcase your expertise in health informatics. You could calculate something like readmission rates using an open source data set online and create a dashboard or report that goes over this analysis and take into account some factors that might affect readmission rates, such as age, the number of medications that the patient might be on, how long they were in the hospital for. So this readmission rate definitely has many external factors that affects, and therefore can be really a really interesting metric to study from a health informatics perspective. So I hope this episode gave you a good background on what readmission rates are, why they're important, and how they're calculated. In the next episode, we'll get into the different types of readmission rates that are tracked, such as readmission rates linked to mental illness, myocardial infarction, and much more. So be on the lookout for this next episode.
Thank you for listening to the Health Analytic Insights podcast. I'd love to hear from you about topics I should cover in future episodes. Please consider subscribing and leaving a review. Have a wonderful day.